For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing out? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace days out? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, solid white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, solid white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, solid white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
On today's message, I will explain to you, the listener, how things will end. Because when we watch the human race throughout the history, even reading through the Word of God, we can see that time and time again they rejected the God of Israel. Even regardless how good God is to people, if they still want to follow Satan. We can see that in the thousand-year reign. For 1,000 years, the Bible teaches us, we will have incredible joy and peace and tranquility because Satan will be bound. There will be nobody there to influence them. And God will rule with a rod of iron. No one will be able to come against God. But at the end of the 1,000-year reign, Satan will be loosened. And he will go out to deceive the nation. And the Bible teaches us that many, many millions will follow Satan, even though they experienced the goodness of God for 1,000 years. They will follow Satan to try to go up and destroy the camp of God. But the Bible teaches us even there he will fail, and God will destroy everyone with fire from heaven. So when we look at the world system today, when we see people blatantly rejecting God, it should be no mystery to us. For the Bible teaches us that man's heart is desperately wicked, constantly evil. And the Bible also teaches us that we are all dead in trespasses and sin. So what God is doing, he is proving who the human race is. And for those who want to know God, they have a choice to make. God paid for every sin there is upon this planet that ever was committed. He paid for all of it by himself at the cross of Calvary. And he takes everybody's sin upon himself. All anybody has to do is accept the God of the universe through Jesus Christ our Lord, accept his sacrifice for his salvation. I know many religions don't understand that. They seem to think that they are worshiping God by their religious exercises. But God said, the Bible teaches us, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. We must reject all religion. We must reject the world and turn to Jesus for salvation. So God gives everyone a choice. And the choice that you make will determine your eternity. All you have to do to find out where you're going to spend your eternity is to study the Word of God. Did you follow the instructions that God gave us on how to get saved, or are people just going their own way? Well, today I will explain to you through Scripture how it all ends. Because as we'll get closer to the end, I will explain how things are going to turn out according to Scripture. Before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace. I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In John chapter 3 in verse 16, it tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." When you study this scripture, it makes it very clear that we need to come to Jesus to attain eternal life. Just to know Jesus as an historic figure is not good enough. Everybody on the planet believes in Jesus, except those who pretend that they're atheists. Everybody believes in God, because God is everywhere. He's showing himself as God through nature, through whatever we're doing on this planet on a daily basis. But God tells us he didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that means he wants to save everybody. But to get rid of your sin nature, you have to accept the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, so that you can be saved. That's the stipulation. That is the thing that God puts out in front of all of us. We need to reverence him as God. We need to understand that he's the only one that can save us. The Bible teaches us that no man can enter into the kingdom of God by himself, but with God all things are possible. So Jesus has to open the door for you. He has to cleanse your heart. He has to save you from the awful curse that is upon you. The root of sin that is in you has to be replaced by the root of God. Your DNA has to be changed. You have to become a new creation in Christ Jesus. We, the people of this planet, have been infected with sin, and that sin has to be removed. And that can only be done through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Isaiah chapter 26, in verse 10, it tells us this: let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will they not learn righteousness. In the land of the upright will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. We can see that throughout history, regardless how favorable the things are for people, there are some who reject the righteousness of God. They reject God. It says, let favor be shown to the wicked, yet they will not learn righteousness. That happens all over the world. We can see that throughout history. When we read of the despots that have been throughout the world. Let's take Hitler. Let's take Stalin. Stalin wanted to become a priest. He studied the Bible, but instead he turned into a murderer. He killed 20 million of his own people. We know that Hitler was half Jewish, so he knew about God. He knew how to pursue God. But instead he turned against his own people and killed millions and millions. So this is the nature of man. If you do not give your heart to the Lord, you then become a monster. And that's exactly what everyone will turn out to be in the end. They will be totally godless. God will give them over to a reprobate mind because they don't want God. And a reprobate mind means that God will withdraw his spirit from that person, so that person runs after what is in his heart and will eventually destroy himself. And listen to what's going to happen to the earth as we get closer to the end and people turn away from God. The Bible teaches us that they will blaspheme God. They will not say there is no God. They will blaspheme him. Look at what Isaiah tells us in chapter 24, verse 3. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. This is very interesting. Because of the sin of the people, the Bible teaches us, the land will vomit out its inhabitants. It will become empty. And that's what the Bible says, the Lord Jesus Christ proclaiming, if we don't come back, no flesh will be left. That's how bad it's going to be. People will kill themselves by the millions. Listen to Isaiah chapter 24 in verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate, because the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. How incredible! The Bible teaches us they have transgressed the laws, they have changed the ordinances. Let's look at the marriage that God has ordained between man and woman. The Bible teaches us, because of the transgression of the law, changing the ordinances, the earth, the curse will devour the earth. What are they changing today? Same-sex marriage. We can see the homosexual community rising up in strength, getting stronger and stronger, and the church world simply accepting them. The Bible teaches us because they transgressed the law, because they changed the ordinances, that means the laws of the land, the curse shall devour the earth. For those of you who are preachers who are listening to this, if you are toying with the idea of accepting the idea that homosexuality is a God-given right, then you need to study the Word of God, for the Bible calls it an abomination. And here it tells us they change the laws, they transgress the laws. And this is how we're going to see things come to an end. It's going to get worse and worse. Now listen to what's going to happen in the end. In Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 21, it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. So here we have an interesting scripture. The Bible teaches us that it will come to pass where he will punish the demonic realm and the governments on this earth together. He will gather them together and will shut them up in a pit where they will wait for judgment day for being thrown into the eternal lake of fire. The Bible teaches us in Daniel chapter 2 that they will mingle themselves with mankind. Who are the they? It's the demonic realm. Towards the end, we're going to see incredible demonic activity. We're seeing it already. We're seeing it on TV, all over the place. People communicating with the demonic realm and calling them friendly spirits. I will give you an example. I was on the farmer's market in Kenora, and there was this native lady with a picture of a beautiful landscape. And from that picture, I saw the face of a demon looking at me. And I asked her what it is. And she said, "These are friendly spirits." And I told her, "They are not friendly. They are out to destroy you. And eventually they will destroy you." So this is how people are interacting with the demonic realm already here on this planet. They've been doing it for a long time, but it has been kept under the covers. But now they're coming to the top. We can clearly see it everywhere on TV. The government is interacting with the demonic realm. And if you want proof of that, watch what's happening in America. How people are so blatantly blind, they don't care how good the economy is. Even though goodness is shown to them, they are rejecting the righteous people that want to do right. The Bible teaches us in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, "And the devil that deceived them shall be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." So the governments of the earth, the demonic realm, Satan and his angels will all be thrown into the eternal lake of fire. And on the next part of this program, I will explain to you what will happen to the humans that are going to be facing judgment, the judgment, great judgment day, if they don't turn to Jesus Christ. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Oh, dear friends, this sinful world is lost and dying. Every Christian's heart is burdened down with care. Tell me, are you doing all you can for Jesus? Are you traveling? Faith in your heart consecrated. Every hour, every day, are you prepared? Are you ready? Should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer?
Are you praying for the ones who know not Jesus, as they're being led to the tempter's net? Would you stand aside and see a losing battle? Are you traveling down the avenue of
keep your faith in your heart consecrated. Every hour, every day, are you prepared? Are you ready? Should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer?
When one studies the end of the tribulation, you can clearly see that the governments of this world, plus the demonic realm, will be united together to fight against God. And at the end of the tribulation, the false prophet and Antichrist will be thrown into the eternal lake of fire. The devil will be bound for 1,000 years, and then after 1,000 years, he will be let loose and try and come against God. He will deceive the nations. Again, the Bible teaches us, but that will be cut short by God destroying them with fire from heaven. And then it says that the devil, in Revelation 20, in verse 10, that the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. And there the devil and the beast and the false prophet will be tormented day and night forever and ever. You cannot imagine how long that will be. There used to be a saying when we were young, if there would be a mountain as big as the earth, and a little bird would come and sharpen its beak on that mountain of granite, once every 1,000 years, there's a chance that that mountain of granite would one day disappear. And when it's disappeared, that's when earth eternity has just begun. So we cannot even imagine how long that will be, but that's going to be the end of the false prophet, the Satan and the Antichrist. That's going to be their eternal residence forever and ever in the eternal lake of fire. But what about the rest of humanity that followed Satan? That is very interesting on how that will climax. There are many pastors out there and religions that teach there is no lake of fire, there is no hell, because a loving God will not put people into hell. But Revelation 20 tells us, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whom the face, the earth, and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of these things that were written in the books according to their works. We have to remember the Bible teaches us that the human race is going to be judged by the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that. And if you have broken any one of those commandments one time, you are then guilty of spending your eternity in the lake of fire. But there's also another book, the Book of Life. And that Book of Life contains the names that were blessed and washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not have to stand there in judgment, for God took their judgment upon himself when he was crucified at the cross of Calvary. So those who are found in the Lamb's Book of Life will not face judgment when it comes to their salvation. They are acquitted at the cross of Calvary. They have been found not guilty, and they will not have to go into judgment. And the Bible teaches us in verse 20, and the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So I have to ask over and over again, is your name written in the book of life? Being a good person doesn't get your name written in the book of life. Being a religious person doesn't get your name written in the book of life. You have to become born again. You have to become a new creation. And if you're wondering whether you're saved or not, if you're wondering whether your name is written in the book of life, there is a good chance that it is not. Because you should know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So this is what will be. The dead will rise at the end of the 1,000 years reign. And they who don't belong to God will be cast alive into the eternal lake of fire, where the beast, the false prophet, and Satan are already being tormented. So open your heart today. We got a long eternity ahead of us. Come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless who you are, where you are. You can accept Jesus into your heart by yourself, and then for the rest of eternity, you will spend your eternity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So let the Lord open your heart to these very interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.